Live from Glen Falls, this is Prospects TV.
Woo! All right.
Yeah, all right. My name's Justin Gervais. I run Gervais Baseball, 19U Prospects player. This week we're here with Coach Joe Brooks, 17U head coach, Jim Gervais, my dad, also Prospects general manager, and Chris Mann, 16U head coach. Teams were competing down in Florida last week at the Perfect Game tournaments, Perfect Game youth tournaments down there. We had four teams down there, 14U to 17U, and had some pretty good weeks, so let's get into it. We'll talk more about it. For the player of the week for the prospects, we had A.J. Gindin on Coach Brooks's team. He batted 667 over the tournament with four walks, six runs, and seven stolen bases, and to add to that, an 846 on-base percentage. What made Gindin so successful last week in Florida?
I mean, just battles, no matter what. I mean, been the leadoff guy for the whole year. I mean, he's not afraid to be aggressive at the first, second pitch he sees. Gets on base, and I mean, he's going to wreak havoc either way.
Absolutely. You know, I watched Gindin compete in the state championship this year for high school, and one thing that you can see from him is that every at-bat, he doesn't get cheated. You know, he always goes up there, he's always grinding, and he's always going to work an at-bat. What do you guys notice about Gindin, too? You see him at the facility, you see him in games, too. What do you guys think?
You know, he's a hard
worker. He's not a guy with size, but he's a guy with effort and speed and energy and determination. He works really hard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Gindin's definitely a big character guy. He's a guy to build the team around. He's the fastest guy on the team by far, but he's the smartest guy on the team, which is the most deadly combination.
Absolutely. Yes. And guys like that, you know, can lead by example as well as be vocal when they need to, and they're really a good cornerstone for their teams. So let's get into
pitcher of the week now. Don't have one sole pitcher of the week this week. We have the entire 14U pitching staff. Cody Ortega, head coach. You guys are down there in Florida. You guys heard about them, you know. What made them so successful that week? Obviously, and spoiler, they ended up winning the championship as well down there, so. What made them so successful as a staff?
I mean, they got no fear. They got no fear. They're a 14U team playing in a 15U. But you'd never know it. They're just going to go out there. They're going to compete. And they're going to, they're going to make a name for themselves.
Absolutely.
You know what I love about going down to Florida? This Perfect Game event. Spectacular facility. Houston Astros, Washington Nationals training complex. You know, first class all the way. Mm-hmm. We're the only team from out of state down there. And Florida has tremendous competition at all levels. They breed baseball players. And we go down there, we show our metal, we hang with the big guys. And I think it empowers our players to say, hey, we can do it with these people down here. And they rise to a whole nother level. And that's what 14U did this year. This is our third year there. And each year, the aura and the mystique of going down to that tournament gets better and better, and now we've got serious hardware to hang up with it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I talked to Lynchy, I talked to Bork and Ash and a couple other guys that were down there on the hill for them, and they weren't afraid of the competition. They knew that they were going to go face some guys that knew how to swing. And I was talking to them about how they were able to create outs, and they were like, well, the swings didn't change. They attacked the same pitches the same way, and all we had to do was move the ball a couple inches and create outs.
Absolutely.
Which for a 14U team to hear guys talk like that is
that's maturity.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Maturity. That's what we like to breed here at the Prospects. Little roadie, that's what they call Rhode Island, but we go down there in Florida with a chip on our shoulder and go and compete, and those guys step on the mound ready to shove every game. So it's good to see.
Kudos to them.
Exactly. Great to see their success. So team of the week, we hinted on it earlier, but 14U team, they went 5-0-1 and took home the trophy in their 15U tournament down at the PG tournament. So you guys are down there. What, as a team, did they have going for them?
Everything. We went down there. I mean, they didn't have two of their better players, one being a catcher and one being one of their dominant pitchers. And again, you wouldn't even know it. I mean, they went down there and took care of business and shocked the state of Florida, if you ask me.
I wasn't there, but I spoke a lot with Coach Ortega, and one of the things he talked a lot about was, even though these young men are some of them it's their second year playing together, but they fed off each other, they believed in each other, They rose to the occasion and were feeding off the opportunity that was staring them in the face. It really was great. It really was great. And I got a phone call. I was curious about what had happened that afternoon. I got a phone call, and it's a FaceTime. And I answer it, and the whole team's there screaming, "We did it, Mr. Gervais." And they're flashing the trophy at me. It was awesome. What a moment for them. What a moment.
And that just speaks to the brotherhood of the prospects that we have here.
Yes.
Absolutely. Our other teams that went down there competed well too. How'd you guys like that tournament as a whole?
Oh, it was great. I mean, it was honestly better competition than we faced last year. Mm-hmm. Last year we went 2-2, lost the two games by two runs or so against the two teams that ended up in the finals. Come back this year, drop one to one of the better programs in the country. Mm-hmm. And then you come back, you win the next three, give yourself a shot to move on. I mean, yep. Usually you can't lose a game in pool play to move on, but we had a shot to do it, and came down to one team needed to lose and they didn't.
Still 3-1 is very respectable with that talent mm-hmm. down there that you're fighting against, you're playing against. It's good.
Yeah, definitely not bad going 3-1. I went down there and we went 1-3, and I think it was a great learning experience for my guys. I think they went down, they figured out that they can hang with those guys. I think at first we were a little timid. First kid out the gates was 83, 84 lefty, good action, good breaking ball, pretty solid changeup, and they were, all right, what are we going to do here? Can we hang with them? We end up squeaking that game out, winning 2-1, and then after that, it was just like we never bought in. We never shook that we could play with those guys, and I think we came home with a chip on our shoulder, and like now our guys are talking about getting back there next year in the same way. Yep. Previously, as 15s coming to 16s, they wanted to go back to West Point and put on a show.
Yeah.
So I think next year will be a big year for us, and we won't have to hear Coach Ortega.
What I think about is great there is it's a great event for the parents to go to. Mm-hmm. Because it, not to take anything away from New England and Northeast Corridor baseball, but when you go down there, there's a little bit of a different vibe. And I think sure. You also get a much more realistic impression of the talent that's out throughout this country. Puts things into perspective, and if anything, it encourages them to help inspire their kids to work harder.
Absolutely. And to add on to that, the talent level, going to these tournaments out of state, out of region, is huge as from a player development perspective, because that's where you really see what's out there. How do you shape up against these other guys that you're going to be competing with at the next level? And so tournaments like that, as a player, those are their favorite ones. I always wanted to get out of my region, go somewhere else, see new pitchers, see new type of players, and really be able to compete. So mm-hmm. Absolutely. All right, so we have a special announcement to make this week. One of our prospects players, Ben Sears, has officially announced his commitment to the University of Houston. I've been playing with Ben for a few years now on the prospects team, but I've been playing against him since I was 8 years old. And to see how he's grown and all the hard work he's put in, all the hours, and everything that he's put into this sport, I'm really happy for him. Yeah. It's awesome for him. Great opportunity, and he's going to kill it down there. What do you guys have to say about Ben?
I mean, I love the kid. Yep. Kid. Works so hard. I mean, last year or so, the year and a half, I mean, a lot of stuff's happened to him and didn't faze him.
Yep.
He just rolled with the punches, and if you asked him last year, do you think he'd even have the opportunity to go to the University of Houston? Probably would say no, but mm-hmm. It's right there for him, and I couldn't be happier for him.
Yeah, I mean, kudos to Ben. I mean, great kid, he's an animal. I met Ben when he was 13 or 14 years old, and as an opposing coach, I want to rip his head off. He has everything you wanted in a player with the attitude and the swag to go with it, and God, if I didn't want to step on the field and just rip a fastball by him. Like,
yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
And he's the same way now. Now here he is, he's a 19, he's 6'5", 6'6". He's intimidating, he's got the Randy Johnson effect on the mound.
Yeah.
Big long arm actions. And he's a team guy. Like,
yep.
First yeah. and foremost, like, everybody on that team loves him. They all want to play with him. Him going to Houston, he'll be no different. I fully expect to see him on Friday nights out there killing it.
Mm. I've known Ben, as Justin mentioned, since All-Star games back in the day between Bristol and Riverside. And I, again, have seen him mature. But one of the things I'm really impressed with is how well he's handled all of this coach interest and coach opportunities for these other programs throughout the season. He's had quite a few scouts from D1 and D2, head coaches there with the guns behind the backstop, and he's performed. He hasn't let it faze him. Absolutely. I watched him strike out 12 guys in Newport 2 weeks ago, and the coaching staff was just, that kid's got movement. Mm-hmm. And I think Ben Sale is going to do great.
Yes, definitely. You know, Ben has had a he's dealt with some adversity. You know, went off to a Division III college, didn't work out for him, transferred to CCRI, and now he's able to make his dreams come true, competing in a great conference and at a great school. So, awesome for you, Ben. We love you. All right, so to wrap it up here, do you guys have any weekly takes? You know, good week last week. As a program, as a whole, going into this tournament, what are you guys thinking about? What are you guys looking for? What did you guys see?
Well, at least, you know, a lot of our top guys are kind of struggling a little bit at the plate. And, you know, these last two games up here, they've definitely found some.
Yep.
Definitely found some. I mean, you know, guys that have been playing for me for 2 years before this, been part of the order guys, and they're batting, you know, towards the bottom. Mm-hmm. And one thing about these guys, they don't care. They don't care where they're hitting, if they're hitting. Whenever their name's called, they're ready to go.
Yep.
You know, it happened in Florida. Saw it here. I mean, I like where we're at right now.
Absolutely. Sure. You know, a mark of a good player is not necessarily being great every day, but limiting the days that you don't have it.
Yep.
You know, so it's not going 4-for-4 every day, but keeping those 0-for-4s to a minimum. So,
yeah, exactly.
Great job. Shows great maturity in your players, being able to get back out there for the next tournament, definitely.
Yeah, beautiful thing to see.
Yep.
Yeah, so last week we were down in Florida. I mean, we struggled a little bit. One player in particular, you know, Josh Ferreira, he's been a staple in my lineup. He's been my four-hitter for 2 years, and he struggled. And, you know, we had some adversity with some issues this spring. Comes out, like, we knew it was going to be a little bit of a grind. Made the adjustments, you know, what actually ended up as an 8-hitter in my lineup. Never thought I'd see that. And then today actually comes out swinging it. You know, we got to the field about an hour and a half early. You know, I was like, coach, I got to get my work in. First at bat, first pitch, drives the ball to the gap, scores two, sets the tempo for that game. You know, and you see him coming back. But the biggest thing with it was, like, through the trial and tribulation, you saw Josh, like, you see him get frustrated, but he never really got flustered. Like, he always kept pushing. Every day is a new day. Like, always brought that hope to, like, I'm going to break it out today. You know, I'm going to grind and break it out. You know, for a lot of young guys to see that and to see someone go through it and work that hard, like, that, it happens to everybody. It happens to the best players in your program. Mm-hmm. So to the younger guys in our program, like, you want to look at your best days, well, look at your worst days and how you get out of them. Like,
yep.
To me, that tells the most about a team and a program. And, you know, the rest of the guys on the team that were behind him, like, we all know you're going to figure it out. You know,
yep.
What do you want to do? Let's go to work.
Yep.
You know,
yep. I think my biggest take is just sitting back and reflecting on when we started this program in 2014 and looking at the consistency with the same great coaches like you guys here, Justin's involvement for all the years, Coach Cody, and even more importantly, looking at all the players who are still with us. And it really is a brotherhood. Sure, of course, you change a piece here or there, but we're really continuing to move it in the right direction and create a great forum for these kids to learn more about the game they love, become more passionate, get great coaching, and then those who aspire and are fortunate enough to go to the next level and still wear the jersey, they can look back on their days with the prospects and say, that was a big part of my life.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and definitely, you know, trying to keep it, you know, not only in the prospect family, but the family itself. So, like, we have Jordan Merritt, who plays with you for the 19s. Yep. You know, his younger brother Alex, who, you know, I've known since he was, I don't know, 7, stepping in for me. He actually took the role as the 4-hitter from Ferreira. You know, a kid just finished his freshman year, playing up. You know, I mean, he's a sizable kid, but, you know, he's still young mentally.
Mm-hmm.
Steps up, takes that 4-hitter role. So you see it not only as a program transcending through our guys year to year, but young guys coming up. You know, and he learned a lot sitting there and being able to watch Jordan and Jordan go through his trials and getting better every day, you know, having a bad day and how he handled it. And you see a lot from things that Jordan went through and Alex not having to go through.
Yep.
Because he was
absolutely
around.
Yeah. Yep. And he's able to teach his teammates as well, you know.
Yep.
He has that that advantage. So awesome. Yeah, awesome. Thank you guys.
Yep.
Great. Thanks well, thank you, Justin.
No problem.
Keep up the good work.
See you guys next week for another episode of Prospects TV. Bye.
Bye-bye.